Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Senior VP at Kingsview Wealth Management, Paul Nolte, is here. And Paul, in your newsletter, you wrote that many indicators of financial stress still show the market's very stress-free. How come? What's happening?
That's the odd part of this, is that, yeah, the markets are down this year, interest rates are up. But when you talk about measuring stress in the financial markets, you're talking about what are interest rates doing at the short end of the yield curve, how much money is still floating around in the system. And those things are still very positive. The Fed is just now starting to end their bond buying program. So they've been still very active in trying to keep interest rates down while talking out of the other side of their mouth about raising interest rates, even after making their first rate hike at their last meeting. Next one up in May, and they'll raise rates again there. So we'll start to see, hopefully, some of the stresses start to rise a little bit, and that is an indication that really money is coming out of the financial system, and hopefully then we'll begin to have an impact on inflation.
You keep a close eye, I know, on commodity prices. What's happening there, and why are you watching that number so closely?
Commodity prices, I mean, it's funny when they talk about the CPI number, which was out last week. They talk about core CPI, which excludes food and energy, which are the two things that you and I spend a lot of money and a lot of time on, and we see the impact of inflation readily in food and energy. Commodity prices are the inputs for all of that. So when we're talking about wheat prices, corn prices are at 8-year highs right now, oil prices, all of those things are still rising. And until we start to see that roll over, I think inflation is going to be with us for a while. So the talk of peak inflation, I think, might be a little bit premature.
Stocks with familiar names have declined, and uncommon ones have not. What is happening with the stocks?
Well, I mean, it's the difference between growth and value. Those are the two things that a lot of investors take a look at. Are you a growth investor or are you a value investor? And growth has been dominant over the last 10 years. So names like Microsoft, Apple, NVIDIA, Google have all done extremely well. And those are the favorites for a lot of investors. But other parts of the market now are doing well. Healthcare stocks are actually up this year. Energy, of course, has done extremely well. Some of the industrial material names. Those are the other parts of the market that I think a lot of investors have forgotten about after 10 years of running. So anytime you see the markets back off a little bit, you get investors rolling back to Microsoft. I got to buy Microsoft. It's a great company. It's a great stock. Just buy Microsoft. We saw this before in the late 60s, the Nifty 50. You had companies like McDonald's, IBM, a company called Xerox. Those were the one decision stocks. And we're kind of in that mode right now. It's going to take a little while for investors to maybe start to sell some of those names, but there's some huge gains that they have to deal with in the meantime.
Are you and your fellow financial advisors forecasting higher interest rates this year?
We're right there with the Fed, yes. I think we will be seeing significantly higher interest rates over the next year or two, and that is going to continue until something breaks, until the economy succumbs to those higher interest rates, and that may be as soon as later this year, but most likely next year.
We got a message from our friend over at Gas Buddy, Patrick DeHaan, who says he's expecting the Great Lakes to see a price hike this week. And with oil rising, Patrick says we'd be lucky to avoid a rise in the national average soon. That is a big factor, isn't it?
It is. And because, you know, we're getting into the summer driving season, or we'll be starting that here, you know, come Memorial Day. And typically that has historically been the peak in energy prices, or at least at the pump. We'll be changing over to the summer blend. There's some discussions not only in Illinois but around the country about maybe foregoing a little bit of the gas tax, so that may help a little bit. But we are destined for higher energy prices. So keep an eye on West Texas crude. We're selling at $106 a barrel right now, and as long as that continues to go higher, it's going to show up at the pump.
Are you keeping an eye on Elon Musk, or don't you care what he does?
I've heard there's this thing called Twitter. I'm still kind of a novice with that. It's interesting to see the reaction more than it is anything else. Elon is certainly a character and a wild card in a lot of things that he does. So it's an interesting thing to keep an eye on, but other than following his Twitter account, not so much.
You're like him, aren't you? You don't own a home, you don't own a yacht or take vacations, but you have a plane to save time just in case.
I do, and I've got a cot underneath my desk just in case. So yes.
Yeah, me too. Paul Nolte, Senior VP Kingsview Wealth Management. Thanks, Paul. Talk to you again next Tuesday morning.
You bet. Take care.